I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A pair of hitchhikers traveling through Richland Parish ended up in the hospital after a knife fight late Saturday. 54-year-old George Matthews III of Jackson, Mississippi, was arrested after he and 56-year-old Joseph Bryan of Jasper, Alabama, fought with knives in Rayville. According to Rayville police, the two men got into an argument over some clothes. Both men were armed with knives, and the fight started in the parking lot of a gas station and ended up in front of a Waffle House restaurant. The men were planning to stay under the Interstate 20 overpass in Rayville. Both were treated and released from the hospital with minor injuries. Matthews is being held in the Richland Parish Detention Center, and his bond has not been set. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin began serving his 10-year prison sentence today at the Texarkana Federal Correctional Institution. Louisiana Radio Network's Scott Carwile reports on the reasons behind why Nagin will serve time at the institution.
Loyola University criminal justice professor and former Bureau of Prisons official Robert English says the Bureau tries to place these individuals as close to their legal residence as possible.
So they can receive visitation.
He says they probably decided on that facility because it was closer to Nagin's current home in the Dallas suburb of Frisco. English says Nagin will serve his time in a minimum security facility. It really doesn't matter which one.
If it was Oakdale or Texarkana or any other camp, the rules and regulations are virtually the same.
Scott Carwile reporting.
1 year from today, candidates will officially be able to qualify for the 2015 governor's race. So far, Republicans Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden and U.S. Senator David Vitter have declared candidacy. Other potential Republicans include State Treasurer John Kennedy and PCS Commissioner Scott Angell. University of Louisiana Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross says Vitter is a solid favorite. However,
if he should, for example, get into a runoff with a moderate Republican, there might be a potential for Democrats to flock to the person who's perceived as more moderate.
The only announced Democrat so far is State Representative John Bell Edwards. Cross says if the Amy lawmaker gets a lot of support, it would put him in the runoff with Vitter.
Then that's probably going to squeeze out people in the middle, like Jay Darden, or that's going to squeeze out another person that's been mentioned, Scott Angell, or whoever else decides to run.
Cross says even though John Bell Edwards is not well known throughout the state, there are plenty of Louisianans who will still pull the lever for the Democratic candidate in the race. A letter posted on the website of Louisiana College provides more information on the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools' decision in June to place the Pineville School on probation. The letter was sent to the Louisiana College in July by Bill Whelan, the president of the Accrediting Association's Commission on Colleges. Items cited by Whelan include evidence that some signatures of employee annual reviews submitted to the agency were forged. The letter also references a 2013 report from a New Orleans law firm that she says confirmed several accusations against former Louisiana College President Joe Aguilar, including improperly diverting money from the college's Caskey School of Divinity for use in a project in Tanzania. Aguilar's presidency ended July 31st.